From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russian teams of emergency workers and investigators searched a snow-covered field outside Moscow today, looking for body fragments and clues after a plane crashed a day earlier, killing all 71 people on board, including the crew and three children. Some question whether weather was the cause. Temperatures were around minus 5 degrees Celsius, with periodic snowfall when the Antonov 148 took off for the city of Orsk, about 1,500 kilometers southeast of Moscow. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country had dealt severe blows to Iranian and Syrian forces inside Syria and would continue to combat any further aggression. The weekend raids came after Syrian air defenses shot down an Israeli fighter jet. It all began with an alleged Iranian drone entering Israeli airspace. David Lesh is a Middle East scholar at Trinity University.
The Israelis, you know, for a while when they look across the Golan, Heights, that is the border between Syria and Israel, they tend to see not Syria, they tend to see Iran. And if that's the case, Israel is going to take action, not going to hesitate to take military action against what they deem as a threat to their interests.
The U.S. supports the Israeli airstrikes. U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis said yesterday that the U.S. would stick to the fight against Islamic State.
First mission, finish off ISIS physical caliphate. That is still underway. For those of you who've been on the plane, remember me saying the fight's not over against ISIS. It's not over. It goes on. There's been tough fighting the last week.
Mattis stressed that the battle against Islamic State was easier to conduct in Iraq, where the U.S. could work with the government, and the U.S. forces would stick to their mission in Syria of targeting Islamic State. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson held talks with his counterpart in the Egyptian capital of Cairo on Monday as part of a week-long trip to the Middle East. Tillerson and Sameh Shoukry held a joint news conference during which the U.S. Secretary of State commented on North Korea.
As we've said for some time, it's really up to the North Koreans to decide when they're ready to engage with us in a sincere way, a meaningful way. They know what has to be on the table for conversations. We've said for some time that I think it's important that we're going to need to have some discussions that precede any form of negotiation.
The meeting with Shoukry comes as Egypt is undertaking a major military operation in Sinai, where Islamic militants have been leading an insurgency for years. Egyptian security forces killed 12 militants and arrested 92 in that continuing crackdown, part of a campaign to crush Islamist insurgents blamed for a string of attacks. Separatist fighters in Cameroon killed three soldiers and wounded four others during an attack in the English-speaking southwest. Separatists have killed 25 soldiers and policemen in raids over the past year in a bid to gain independence for the region. The British government is warning charities and humanitarian relief organizations that it will withdraw public funding if they fail to establish effective internal reviews to prevent and investigate sexual predatory behavior and abuse by their aid workers. The warning comes in the wake of disclosures that one of the country's biggest charities, Oxfam, failed to disclose its dismissal in 2011 of senior aid workers who paid local prostitutes, some likely underage, for sex parties in Haiti in the wake of devastating earthquakes that killed more than 200,000 people. Oxfam chief Mark Goldring.
I think at the time, Oxfam took serious and immediate action, and it was open. Oxfam was actually proactive in going to the British public, the Department for International Development, and the Charity Commission to explain that there had been serious misconduct and we'd taken action.
The Charity Commission says such allegations risk undermining public trust in activities. Christine Lagarde, the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, says the sharp swings in global financial markets in the past few days are not worrying since economic growth is strong. However, she did have a warning.
I'm reasonably optimistic because of the landscape that we have at the moment, but I'm ringing not the alarm signal, but the strong encouragement and warning signal that things must be done and we cannot just sit back and wait for growth to continue as normal.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.